so awesome. Groovy, good morning to you. My first question is, I want to easily and often reach orgasm when I am having sex with someone other than myself. How do I achieve this, make it happen, allow it? How do I experience this? Hence my enthusiasm coming up here.
Well, it does not matter what the subject of intention is. The process is always the same. When you take the time to line your thought up with something, and then you follow through with the inspired action, the success is so much more profoundly experienced. In other words, there are so many things that people can go through the motions of. And when you let your action only be the way that you try to accomplish or create anything, your action falls far, far short of giving you the results that aligned energy can give you. And so there are just a handful of subjects in your physical human life experience where you come to acknowledge that mindset is everything, that coming into vibrational alignment with who you are, first and foremost. Now, sometimes when you are having sexual interplay with someone, you are so self-conscious. We're not just talking about you, we're talking about anyone.
Oh, but I do want you to talk about just me.
So self-conscious that in your pointed negatively toward yourself, you disallow the alignment with who you really are. When you are coming together with another person and your appreciation of them is practiced so that you are in utter alignment with who you are, under those conditions of utter alignment, your sexual experience is enhanced tremendously. What we've noticed with so many people is that in almost every subject of their life, including the subject of sexuality, they jump into it expecting the action to carry it rather than taking the time to do the mental processing first. In other words, how often does someone come into a mode of sheer appreciation where they're shivering from alignment and then step into anything that is physical in nature? We would make it a mental game. In fact, we would be so bold as to say that this experience that you are calling orgasm is much more about mental, vibrational alignment with source than it is anything about physical stimulation. And that is another reason that some people even discover that in meditation, there is sometimes sexual stimulation. We would even go so far as to say there is nothing more spiritual than that which is utterly sexual. But there is a whole lot of stuff that's going on that is sexual on your planet that is not spiritual. So if you can get to the alignment first and then apply the physical inspiration after the fact of alignment, that's when you achieve that which you are looking for. And it's not something that's just an aggravation from physical stimulation. It's something that is vibrationally based and ripples through your being on a cellular level on every cell. In other words, there's not just one part of your body that has the ability to have the orgasm. Every cell in your body is queued up for that. And that's the orgasm that you're talking about, is that orgasm of alignment. So then, bring yourself into vibrational alignment with who you really are, turn your undivided attention to your lover, teach your lover to be the same sort of aligned person that you are, and when you come together in that feeling of satisfaction, only you have come together not just as two physical beings who are rendezvousing at a point of satisfaction, you're coming together as two physical beings who are first and foremost in alignment with their inner beings, and everyone's coming into alignment at the same time. Now that's a sexual experience worth talking about.
Thank you.
But Most people are not ready to love anyone so unconditionally to achieve that first crack out of the box. In other words, you have to work to become the being that you really are. And the most interesting thing about the subject of sexuality is that so many people have put the subject of sexuality apart from the subject of spirituality of who they are. And so it's almost the last subject that they come into alignment about. Such an odd thing that the point of creation here in this physical experience is tainted with such feelings of shame and inappropriateness, when it is really the alignment of spirit, the alignment of being. It is the alignment of God. It is not a wonder that it is the creation point. Mm.